So all of this is part of what I go into in the book. All history must be imagined. If you read a history book about Queen Victoria, that is a work of imagination. And all biography is a work of imagination as well. But it's imagination constrained by the evidence. And the more reliable it is, the more respect one gives to the evidence. But there's an additional issue in relation to the Buddha, because the Buddha isn't just from the past. He's enlightened. How can we write a life of someone who is beyond ordinary experience? Well, the reason we can, I think, is that after his enlightenment, the Buddha devoted himself to communicating what it was through his teachings, through his examples, and through his actions, and through, you know, the character of the community established. So writing about the Buddha, and I hope if you get this book, you'll find reading about the Buddha is really a way of contemplating the Buddha. Not trying to understand him completely. But for me, the more we can see Buddha in his time, in his place, the more we can see him in his historical specificity, the more we can find something we relate to. Buddha said, the whole world, how it arises and how it ceases, is to be discovered in the actuality of this fathom-long body. That's the heart of the Buddha's teaching. You don't need to know everything about the world to understand the world. You need to understand the nature of your experience, the nature of your fathom-long body. And then the secrets of the world will reveal themselves to you.